It's kufchav tes. Al tzitzim ipicha davar sheker because of. V'hayei ne'aman l'chol adam afilu l'nachar. So, I'm preaching to the choir over here a little bit. The choir.
Yeah.
Because...
I honestly thought
he wouldn't do good.
Yeah, when you go out.
Okay. So, person should not think because of. There are some people which have this attitude of Tos Akum is Mutter, Yaladri Mata Akum, etc. And the Rosh is getting involved in the Machlokes. Because there's two issues. There's one issue. Halachically, what are your chiyuvei moments to somebody, and what are your etc. The second issue is, what type of person are you? And for some strange reason, we're not very good at balancing acts. People which are not neman are not neman. People which are neman are neman. But I'll be neman for him and not neman for him is a good theory. It just doesn't work. So a guy said, I'll always be non-judgmental, except for certain people, be judgmental. If you're judgmental, you're judgmental. If you're not, you're not. These type of things. Now, of an emes, that is true. That the Torah really wants us to be able to be a balance of many different ways. Talzerov said that the most important meat in the Torah is the meat of Seder, because the meat of Seder is the ability to have control over how you deal with things. So the control allows you to be whatever you're supposed to be at that given time. Brisker Rav was once asked to describe Rav Chaim Brisker's personality. And he said that Rav Chaim's personality was whatever the person wanted to be at that moment, that's what he was. That was his personality. That's quite a personality, right? So it wasn't like, I haven't been nice guy, so always going to be nice. So you're not supposed to be nice. You're supposed to be able to take a stand, and etc. And there's people which they're always pushing, sometimes you have to be into, not supposed to be pushing at all. You have to be able to take a stand and be stark. That's true. When there's times you have to be able to step back and not be. Balance is the Rama multiple times talks about the meat. He calls them deus. The reason why they're called deus, we call them midus. So the same idea, midus, because they're measured. A measure means that you need a certain amount of it, a certain amount not of it, right? When I have a recipe, I put a certain amount of each item, and I measure them because I want to have the right amount. If it's no matter what amount you put in, you don't have to measure it. So they're called midas because they're measured. Deus means they're called deus according to the Rambam because you need to use seichel to figure out when to apply them. If you're always supposed to be nice, you don't need it's not a deya. You don't need das for that. You're always supposed to be nice. And other times you're supposed to take a stand, and if it's not nice, say I'm sorry. So you can't do that. There's times when a person is able to be soft and step away. But how do you know? Deus, you use das. That's what it's supposed to be. I once saw a mushal that if you take each one of the midas and you put a letter on it, the person is supposed to be alphabet soup. So have some A's and some B's and some C's and some D's. You know, have everything, right? Every spoonful, you got a little bit of everything, right? You're not the soup, is right? Yeah, okay. Just make sure. I still have it nowadays. I had it in my days when I was a kid, so. But practically, the people which tend to be nice even when they shouldn't be nice. The people which tend to be pushy and stark and make stands, or tend to make stands even when they should be nice, right? And the people which tend to be handlers are handlers even when it's time to be a neman. People which are neman tend to be a neman even when they should be handlers. Right? That's our reality of life. So the Rosh is saying that given that that's the reality of life, I'm not getting involved in a halachic issue. What are your chiyuvim klapei the goy? That's not his issue. His issue is, who are you? Right? Are you a neman or not? The person is a neman. People know you can rely on him. And what he says, he says. And what he does, he does. It's a tremendous thing. You define yourself as a person like that. It's in the kud of emes. The Bershim is called emes because that's his reality. and you made yourself like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of the kitas which is not makabel tzvei shechina is the sakronim. It's not a punishment. It's just it doesn't mix. Baruch Hashem is emes, and we're not emes. It's not emes. The Baruch Hashem says, you put together, I can't connect. We're not the same type of being. Rabbi Hayat, Shabbat Shlema, used to say over that there was a yid in Peoria that was in scrap metal business, dealing with large contracts, and he never wrote up any contracts. Everything was done by handshake, because everybody in the city knew if he said something, his word was as good as gold. Even if he had to take a loss on the deal, but if he said it, he did it. Guaranteed. He says, I have a good friend who's a lawyer, tells me that if people would stop lying, he'd be out of a job. The whole purpose of a lawyer is to figure out what the guy could lie and how to create the language that he shouldn't be able to lie and create the law to make sure that he doesn't lie. And then the other guy's job, other lawyers, is to figure out the loophole that they left, so I can figure out how he could lie. That's the whole purpose of the thing, is to lie, right? If nobody would lie, we wouldn't need any lawyers. So I guess we shouldn't daven too strike for this then, because this issue, because a lot of people lose their jobs, right? So I want to try to tell him a lawyer joke. He says, don't start. I can tell you rabbi jokes also. I said, that's true. But the joke goes like this. It says, there was once a big tumult in Shemayim. So I'm like, what's the big tumult? It says, a lawyer made it up here. Okay, anyway. But imagine like that. He said, you can't imagine the Kiddush Hashem. That this fellow, it worked out whatever the arrangements were, those are the arrangements. And that was done, guaranteed. Didn't forget, didn't have to remind, didn't try and find ways to make it better for himself. Now, I have to tell you, as a businessman, it's great, it's good business. It's very good business. We had in Cleveland, one of the biggest challenges you have with a person who's not so knowledgeable about the car, but my wife's actually pretty knowledgeable about cars, but me. Was a good mechanic, because a mechanic, all the jokes about mechanics, right? So we had a problem with the car, so I asked somebody in Yeshiva who's very, he suggested go to this place. I went to the place, and they said, you know what? We don't do this. Cleveland Carburetor does that. The name of mechanic, Cleveland Carburetor. So he went to Cleveland Carburetor, and did a nice job. So a few weeks, months later, we had something. I said, I'll go straight to the Cleveland Carburetor. I don't have to go to this guy. I'll go straight to the Cleveland Carburetor. So bring it in. He says, Mr. Rheingold, he says, you thought this is the issue. That's not the issue. It's a minor thing. It's like, do it for you. It's like $10. Goodbye, I'm going to go back to the guy again, right? I'm going to recommend him, right? So the time we left Cleveland, 40 people were using Cleveland Carburetor because of our recommendation. So he could have taken me for a ride. I don't know. I have no idea what's going on under the hood. Right? He says, oh, you need a finger bob. Oh, I think, come on. Hey, if you don't do it, it's... right? What do I know? It also helped. My wife used to drop off fresh brownies like every few times a year. Also, good old Tesh, Tadlanis is always a good thing. Right? But he knew that, the people that we were sending him people. As a person, the Naaman, you want to work with him. Everybody likes that person which you can trust. He's not taking you for a ride. He's not taking advantage of you. He's real. He's on. It's a tremendously compelling thing. You see a me'ena of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that. Like that there's a Naamanus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu is he's the Naaman of the takes care of the Bria. So the Baruch Hu made that's something which is we're drawn towards. Pashmina we're drawn toward also is because it's rare. Somebody showed me a video clip that they did this, one of these news things. They set up a problem in a garage, the door opener, and they had various different companies come with hidden cameras to assess what the issue was, and seeing which ones realized it was like a $5 fix, and which one took the guys for $400, $700, $1,000, you know this, and then they exposed them on the internet that what these people have done, like, you know, which they deserved, you know. But a few people were honest. Like, my goal in life is to get ahead because somebody else's damages. Like, that's what you want to build your money on. I'll just tell you one mice, and I have to start walking to his Spanish room. sorry, it's in a reality. For at least for the next while. So my insurance company, it's back years ago, it's over 30, probably 35 years ago. So you would pay for the medications and you would submit reimbursement. So, and they covered 80%. So you would pay the money and they would reimburse you 80%. So I put a claim in for medication, $30 times five, so $150. I put in a claim for $120. And I submitted the receipts, $30. I got a check for $600. And if there's my couple paycheck was $240 a month. Okay? What happened is that the person who put it in instead of 150, put in 750. They mistaken the one for a seven. And 80% of that is 600. So they gave me $480 extra. Two months worth of Carlo paycheck. My rent was $240 a month. That was my rent. That was 2 months rent. So Zakum was mutter, right? I'll keep it. So I went to my rabbi. This is like a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah. I said, Mom, it's just like, you know, like the last hurrah of the money for the year. Rabbi Leo, the Baruch Hashem can find better ways to give you the money. Return it. That was it. You're almost good to return it. So that's what I did. Because that's my rabbi. My rabbi is like, he's saying goes in the airlift to a fault, but that's not a fault. He's airlift because that's what he's supposed to be. Right. So, like, it's not how you make money in this world. Yeah, you can make money in this world that way, but it's not how you make money. And the downside of that is that you deal in a world where many people are not like that. So it seemingly you're at a disadvantage. It's going to take advantage of you. That's the first round. But eventually, as life moves on, the person has a reputation of being reliable and being consistent and being trustworthy. And people want to work with them. So they might lose a deal up front, you know, and it might be difficult, and the person is tested. But down the road, the nemonis is a tremendously attractive thing to people. Okay.